L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The Los Angeles Dodgers are down to their final three outs. We're going to the top of the ninth inning right now. So as it is, they're down 4-2 for the D-backs. Right now, if you look at the in-game number, though, and if I didn't already have a ton on the Dodgers and they're gonna, you know, I'm about to lose like a series parlay and stuff like that, it's pretty depressing. But if I wasn't already loaded up, I would pull the trigger on the Dodgers right now at plus 825. They're down by two runs. I don't care like what team it is, what sport, whatever. Dude, like, you're down by two runs. That's, you know, somebody gets on, you're one swing at a bat away from tying the game, and you're getting plus 800, plus 825 to be exact. To me, that's not a bad bet. If you lose, you lose. But, right, I mean, that type of number, I mean, two runs. The Dodgers are capable of scoring two runs in an inning and tying this game, and then suddenly they become favorites again in this game. So plus 825, I don't think it's a crazy bet. The Raiders, props to the Raiders tonight. Congratulations to the Raiders. Congratulations to Raiders backers and bettors. I was not amongst that crowd. I had the Green Bay Packers tonight. Disappointing effort from the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers are starting to kind of like, they are kind of who what they are, this football team. They're kind of, you know, they're offensively challenged. They play close football games, and they have terrible first halves. And it seems like it just sort of, you know, history repeats itself over and over with this team. I thought the Green Bay Packers were live coming into the season at plus 400 to win a division, but they're not as good as I thought they were going to be. Aaron Jones's injury does really hurt them, but whatever. It's a cold world. Every team has injuries. Shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. 4-2 for the Arizona Diamondbacks right now. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Longoria is up. Phillips is on the hill for the Dodgers. Longoria batting. Dodgers down a two spot right now. George Kurtz was just with us and blew my mind. Nothing surprised me with Kurtz, actually, or at least it shouldn't. As Kurtz, actually, you know, we know Kurtz lives in, is a lifelong New Yorker. He lives in New York, Long Island. And Kurtz has never seen the TV show Seinfeld before. And he's a Yankee fan. Kurtz a Yankee fan. It's just, it's crazy to me, and especially, too, like I told him, I said, the Yankees are like, are part of like the storyline of Seinfeld. I said, how do you not like watch Seinfeld when also you are a Yankee fan on top of it? Like I said, there's like a fictitious George Steinbrenner character, and there's so many Yankee jokes, and, you know, hell, Costanza works at Yankee Stadium, right? So George has never seen Seinfeld, which is pretty crazy. Never seen a full episode, he said. He can't name anything about it. He said he saw Jerry Seinfeld live as a comedian once before the TV show. And he didn't think he was funny, he didn't like him, so he never watched the show after. So that kind of blew my mind that George had never seen Friends. But I'm shocked, like George said. Yeah, George said that he watches Friends, but not Seinfeld, which also I find to be a weak choice. but I'm kind of blown away he didn't know Mary Hart. Like, that's just one of those names, like, sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, she really, like, that's one of the most famous names, like, ever, kind of. Mary Hart. Speaking of Seinfeld, there's a freaking Mary Hart reference to her. Kramer has seizures every time he sees Mary Hart on TV. Mary Hart's voice gives Kramer seizures. So, as I stated, I don't think George would do very well on, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Jeopardy, Trivia Pursuit, Wheel of Fortune, and any other game show. All right, so the D-backs have a runner on second base right now. Man, the Dodgers cannot afford to give up a run here. But they just can't. I mean, it's going to be hard enough to score two runs. At least two runs, you get a runner on, you're swinging the bat away from tying the game. You're down three runs, it suddenly becomes a problem, right? Like, you know, I mean, you're better off down one, I get it, but I'm saying two runs isn't like the end of the world, you know, in an inning. But now they've got runners on first and second, actually. The Dodgers really, really, really have to be careful here and get out of this inning and then somehow have some sort of miracle comeback. But there's something, I don't know what it is, and historically, the Dodgers have been really, really, really bad at home in the playoffs. Like, it's a thing. Like, it's been a thing. Like, if you look at the Dodgers' record at Chavez Ravine, at Dodger Stadium, in playoff games over the years, and even historically, like, going back to, like, the 70s and stuff, like, the World Series is against the Yankees, right? Like, they've always had problems at home for whatever reason in the playoffs. It's strange because they're actually a very good home team in a regular season for whatever reason. Like, the Dodgers are, Dodgers were good everywhere generally, but the Dodgers do have like a home field advantage type thing. Like, the Dodgers are normally a very good home team. Yet, historically in the playoffs, it's been a house of horrors for them. Let's roll. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lamorenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Buzzfilm, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in the house with us. Let's start off in Southern California. As a lot of listeners right now to Mightier 1090 probably enjoying watching the Los Angeles Dodgers get all they can handle from the Arizona Diamondbacks. D-backs are up 4-2 right now. They've got runners on first and second. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The Dodgers are down to their final three at-bats after this. If they're able to get out of this inning, only down two, down 4-2. Right now, the Las Vegas Raiders victorious tonight against the Green Bay Packers. The Packer offense just couldn't get anything going. Packers slow starts do them in. Once again, the Raiders get seemingly what feels like a rare victory. And Josh McDaniels, you know, seemingly always finds ways to lose football games. And it was an interesting decision to make late in the game. Do you go for it? Do you try to kick a field goal and give the Green Bay Packers good field position? And it's almost like whatever he's going to do would almost have been wrong. You know what I mean? Like, it's to the point where if you're McDaniels, you probably even know it. You're like, man, whatever I do is not going to work. If I go for it, we're going to get stopped. If I kick a field goal, he's probably not going to make it. Right? He just sort of got that feeling. So they try to kick the field goal. They don't make it, but the Green Bay Packers are unable to take advantage of it. We had a wild one in the ATL earlier in the day. The Philadelphia Phillies were up 4-0. They had the Atlanta Braves on the ropes. Could have had a two-game lead in a five-game series, going back to ring the bell in the Liberty City. But Atlanta, big time, epic comeback. Couple of late home runs. Atlanta come back. They win the baseball game. Now that series is tied at one. We'll go over the numbers for Tuesday's action. We got a couple of games on tap, including an afternoon tilt in Minneapolis as the Twins have evened their series with the Astros. And the Twins are actually small favorites in this baseball game. We got a lot of football to get to. Mo Khan going to step up and in and kick it with us. We haven't gotten into the college grid yet. It was a wild weekend of college football. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. The Los Angeles Dodgers get out of the inning. The D-backs loaded the bases, but the Dodgers extinguish the fire, but they're still losing 4-2, and we're going into the bottom of the ninth inning right now. The Dodgers are currently plus 650 to come back. As I stated a couple of minutes ago, I don't think it's a bad bet. You know, just because they're only down 2 runs, right? So just basically you're getting a pretty big price here at plus 650. All I have to do is get a runner on and then hit a home run. We got a tight baseball game, and the script gets flipped. So the script tonight in the National Football League delivered for the Las Vegas Raiders. Jimmy G gets the W tonight. Josh McDaniels has a press conference finally where he doesn't have to answer what went wrong. Mo Khan steps up and in. TSN statistician and more in the house. Mo, it's always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
I'm much better than Dave Roberts, who might lose his job if the Dodgers get swept in 3 by the D-backs in this playoff round.
He won't be blamed for this. If the Dodgers, it won't be a good look for them. But no. The lack of pitching has just done them in, right? I mean, Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. And Bobby Miller were their only 2 official starters that they listed, basically. And after that, all bets are off. Look, it's not Dave Roberts' fault that that Urias is an idiot and attacked his wife at an LAFC game, because that would have made such a big difference for them. Walker Buehler not there. I will say this, though, Mo. The Dodgers will have a lot of excuses, okay? And I'm not saying they're going to use it, but there are things to fall back on. As far as them not really having their team together, I mean, all the injuries that they had. But if they don't win next year, you know, I think eventually, I always got the feeling, though, Roberts, Mo, he won't get fired. I think he's a Dodger for life now. I think it'll be one of those deals where he moved into the front office. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't think he would be like, all right, pack up your office. You're done. We're done with you. I get the feeling that he's in forever, actually. But he might not be the manager forever, but I think he's going to be there forever. So 4-2 in the game right now. We'll keep our eye on this. Raiders win. And Mo is a Raider fan, and he once played for a team called the Raiders as well when he was younger. What did you think of the Raiders' victory tonight?
Well, they didn't pull a Mario Cristobal at the end, thankfully, for Josh McDaniels, right? With the way that they missed the field goal, then going for a fourth down. I thought where they won was the line of scrimmage battle on both sides of the football. You can talk about Quan Walker going out for the Packers, their leading tackler. That hurt the front 7 for the Packers, and the Raiders saw that, and you saw them really establish a running game in the second half. You know, they weren't sexy runs of 40, 50 yards, but there were 4 or 5 yard body blows that they got from Josh Jacobs, and that really softened up the Packers defense for them. And look, Max Crosby played like a madman out there, and there was a great stat from ESPN that since I think 2019 or 2020, he's had the most quarterback pressures among him, Nick Bosa, and Mika Parsons, and that's an elite group of pass rushers that you have in the NFL. So I just thought that's where they won, the line of scrimmage battle. They made things difficult for Jordan Love. And they were betting a lot, but they didn't break at crucial moments. And you think about that play, Gabe, right? The Marcus Peters horse collar tackle prevented a touchdown, which resulted in what? A field goal, essentially. And that kept the Raiders alive, and look what happened. They finally beat the Packers for the first time since 1987. So that's a crazy stat to look at if you're a Raider fan.
It almost felt like, okay, here we go again in the last couple of minutes. You see teams, you know, average teams have a hard time closing games out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? When they have a lead, all right, how do we do this? What's the clock? And I said right before, and I had money on the Packers tonight, Mo, and I said right before that sequence when they decided to kick the 52-yard field goal late, I said, wow, this is the Josh McDaniels moment where something's going to go wrong. He's going to make, you know what I mean? He's got to make a decision now. And he was almost like damned if he does, damned if he didn't, right? If he goes for it, I guess going for it probably would have been the thing to do, right? Because Green Bay needed a touchdown anyways. You could have just iced the game if you get it. But I understand wanting to get the seven-point lead, thinking, you know what, my kicker's good. He can make a 52-yarder. So it was a tough decision, and I almost felt like he was going to be – that something was going to go wrong no matter what he decided to do, and it kind of did. I mean, he goes for it. They miss the kick, and then Green Bay have great field position. It really almost did backfire on him again.
Yeah, it did, and you know, they probably overthought it because, remember, that happened at the two-minute warning. So they let the clock wind down to 2 minutes. They had the TV timeout to work with, and he outfoxed himself at that moment because, Gabe, on that drive, Josh Jacobs was running the ball up the A-gap quite a bit, and they were smashing that football down the throats of the Packers front seven. And you would have to think, in that scenario of Jimmy G not being the agile quarterback, you hand off to Johnson or Josh Jacobs, they get you that first down, and that's it. It's a wrap. Packers have one timeout. That's all they can do at that point. But the thing was, though, Dan Carlson did not have a good day kicking the football. You think about the blocked field goal late in the first half, that would have given the Raiders another 3 points in that total. He almost cost him the game with six lost points at the end of the day. But look, you have to give the Raiders defense props because they controlled the line of scrimmage. They were able to harass Jordan Love into three INTs. And even though the Packers were missing Aaron Jones and Romeo Doubs was irrelevant in the football game and they're banged up, this Raider team played with a lot of guts and glory in this situation to come up on primetime football because, Gabe, they could have been destroyed. And then all the critics would have said, hey, McDaniels has to go tomorrow morning, and this team is going to be desperate for Caleb Williams at the end of the day.
I'll tell you what, if you look at the Raiders' schedule now over the next month, it's kind of manageable, right? Some winnable football games for the Raiders right now, starting with the New England Patriots, whose offense is just completely, you know, falling apart, evaporated. There is no offense. So you get the Patriots at the Raiders, then it's the Raiders at Bears, Raiders at Lions. That's a TV game, actually, that one. I think Monday nighter.
Monday night game,
That's a tough one. But then Giants at Raiders, Jets at Raiders, Raiders at Dolphins, obviously a tough one. But there's some winnable football games on the board here for the Las Vegas Raiders from here on out.
Oh, yeah, they can be 6-4 before the bye week, or 6-5, whatever it is. They could have six wins by the time of the bye week, and I think that's going to be key for them. That if they get six wins, Gabe, and you look at the AFC right now, I mean, the cutoff to get a wild card spot might be nine wins, because there's no definitive true favorite team in the AFC right now. I mean, KC is still the king of the pinnacle right now, of the mountain that they're in, but Baltimore's not playing well, right? Pittsburgh's up and down. Bengals might make a run here. Miami might be the second best team.
No, you're right. Buffalo's the only guarantee, like you said, like you got Kansas City, you know Miami and Buffalo are going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. And then after that, besides Kansas City, there's no guarantees. That Northern Division, they're just going to cannibalize each other, right? They're just going to beat each other up. And then you look at the South, and only one team's like, no wild card teams coming out of the South there. So you're right. There are some wild card spots available if you're in the NFL, in the AFC.
Yeah. And if you're Buffalo, Miami, you might end up being the fifth seed, and you might end up playing the AFC South winner. And guess what? You might have to play the Chiefs or Miami or Buffalo, whatever might be the combination at that point by the time of January. But if you're a Raider fan today, there is more optimism. But the thing is, though, Gabe, is that Patriot game going to be a trap game for them? Because you know what? As awful as New England is, right, that whole McDaniels, Bill Belichick angle might play into this whole factor here. They might come up with the win, New England, and we're going to go back to square one saying, hey, this is the same old Raiders again. They win big, lose big type of thing here, but this is big for them. If they beat the Patriots, it really sets up well for them to get six wins by the time of early November.
you have to believe that this is it for Mac Jones. I mean, they keep talking, well, you know, we have confidence in him and this and that. I don't know. There's some buzz and people think that...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Malik Cunningham could get a shot, actually. Bailey Zappi's not the answer.
No, they have no talent, Gabe. They have no talent to work with. So is it really Mac Jones' fault? It's a combination, I think.
I don't think he's very good. I think he needs, like, to be surrounded with super talent. And, like, there's no upside with Mac Jones. More on the other side. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. There's a lot of stuff to get to. We're talking NFL football right now. We got Mo Khan. I've got a couple of hockey futures I want to share with people. I want to get Mo's thoughts on the Montreal Canadiens. It's a team that he knows very well. And what do they look like this year? But let's talk some college football because it was a wild, wild weekend of games. So Georgia throttled Kentucky. That was the best game that Georgia played so far this year. The Michigan Wolverines are playing like near perfect football and just absolutely demolishing the opposition. Michigan thrashed Minnesota. Alabama's demise was a little bit premature as Alabama is rolling along after their big win against Texas A&M. But you know, let's get to some of these other storylines, and let's start off actually with the Red River Shootout. There's always the talk. Texas is back. And I've always thought that was like a funny phrase to use, considering that Texas have never been some big college football power. they had a nice run with Vince Young, but you know what I mean? Like, all right, what, we going to talk about the 50s or something like that? Like, in the modern era, Texas don't win, and they've never really won. And so this whole back thing, and McMurphy had a great tweet, and he said after the game, Texas is back, .. to the Alamo Bowl, right? And that was pretty cold. massive win for the Oklahoma Sooners. I picked the Sooners in this game. I called the shot. I said they're going to beat Texas. Coming off that 49-0 job that they, you know, last year, man, they had this game circled. Oklahoma are playing angry football with a chip on their shoulder. And I find it fascinating, if you'll notice, Lincoln Riley leaves, and people just, like, stop talking about Oklahoma, right? Or they act like Oklahoma, or they're going to be done or whatnot. And that was a carryover. Venable didn't have his guys on defense last year. Oklahoma's defense is going to keep getting better and better over the next couple of years as he recruits his defensive guys. He had the Lincoln Riley players, and Lincoln doesn't recruit defensive guys. And we know Oklahoma's offense can move the ball, but Dylan Gabriel, Mo, That was his moment, bro. That was the best football that Dylan Gabriel has played in his career. That drive was epic, leading them to victory and a classic Red River Shootout.
Yeah, to start off with Venables, I mean, you think about this OU defense, it reminded me of the OUDs from the 2000s when they won the national title in the BCS at the time under Bob Stoops. And I just thought that in that game against Texas, that was a line play. Like the linebackers were fantastic for Oklahoma. They were clogging up the lanes of the Texas running game. And they didn't give time for Quinn Ewers to really get going. And I just thought in that final drive, or in that final drive that Texas had, where they missed out on the touchdown by literally like by an elbow. I mean, that defined, and you saw Venable's reaction in the sidelines, how he said, all right, my defense is back. It's given us a chance to kind of win this game back. Because you think about a game, OU had Texas on the ropes a couple times, right? They missed the field goal, couldn't convert in the INT that they had. And that kind of cost them a little bit, right? And that allowed UT to get back in the football game. But I just thought in that final drive for Dylan Gabriel to do what he did, he faced immense amount of pressure in the pocket. He stayed in the pocket. He made clutch throws that you see from past quarterbacks at OU do, like Sam Bradford and Joshua and so on and so forth here. That was a signature game for OU to say, hey, we're back on that map for the Big 12 for now. And I would think, Gabe, at this clip that we're going at right now, we'll have a rematch of Texas-OU in the Big 12 title game in early December.
And people can't have it both ways. They can't talk about Texas in the playoffs and then not like talk about Oklahoma in the same conversation, right? And I think Oklahoma can run the table as well. And as you stated, they're probably going to end up playing each other again. But if they beat them again, which I think they could, you know, you have to put some respect on them, but it's too early. I don't want to start looking ahead to any playoff talk just yet. Everything's going to work itself out, but just an epic game. So much fun, big plays. Texas made the field goal to take the lead, and then Dylan Gabriel moves the ball 75 yards in five plays in just a minute and 2 seconds. Hits Nick Anderson with the game-winning touchdown in the final Red River shootout in the Big 12. So their rivalry will now continue in the SEC. So now let's get to it's not all good news, Mo, but don't feel bad. My Dodgers just lost 4-2. The Bills lost to Jacksonville in London. And I'm losing a ton of money. I had the Packers tonight. I haven't had a good 24 hours here tonight. But... and you're a Raider fan. That was good news. Bad news is you're Miami Hurricanes. So the much discussed play. And I don't know what it is this week. So we had the Blue Jays stuff and a weird press conference with the Blue Jays after, and Atkins throws the manager under the bus and, oh, it wasn't me. And then sort of a similar situation with Cristobal, in which, and another crazy thing is, guys, this is pretty nuts. I don't know if you saw this, Mo. He did this with the Ducks in 2017. Yeah. The same thing happened, guys. It was against Stanford. They should have taken a knee. He ran the ball. Buddy on the Ducks fumbled, and Stanford won the game. So this is the second time that Cristobal has lost a game doing this. And him to say after we talk about two hands on the ball all the time to throw the kid under the bus, I thought was pretty weak. He did say that we made a mistake. We shouldn't have done it. I see the offensive coordinator put his name on it now and said, I'm the one who made the call. And then they explained about how they thought they can get a first down and then blah, blah. They gave their side of the story about the clock and all this. But that's unbelievable, Mo. They could have been, dude, they were undefeated. They have North Carolina this week. It could have been a battle of unbeatens, and they screwed them. They screwed themselves. And did you see the players on the sideline? They were like, what the F are we doing? Like, even the Miami Hurricane players were, like, livid at Cristobal after. And, in fact, I saw some reports that some kids wanted to transfer after the game. They were like, I'm out of here next year. I'm not dealing with this crap anymore.
What's even worse for Miami, it was their biggest night for recruits on campus watching that game. They had all the big hitters, the five-star, the four-star recruits watching that football game. And to see Cristobal to do what he did, to decide, hey, let's run the football, where all you have to do is take one, maybe two more knees. It's a wrap. You got momentum going to the Miami night. And I just thought that in that football game, and I watched a bit of the Georgia Tech game against these guys, you know, Tech had no business being on that same football field from a talent perspective. They're nowhere near Miami when it comes to five-star, four-star, and top-to-bottom recruits here. And for Cristobal to do what he did, I must say it's a fireball offense game, but in other colleges, right, whether it's mid-major or not, that coach would have been on the hot seat or would have been fired within seconds of that botch that he had.
Imagine if Harbaugh did that, how the media would crucify him.
Yeah, of course, right? Because of the NIL, because Mario Cristobal is a Hurricane guy and a local Miami guy, he has a bit of credit to work with, where he's not going to get fired right away. But now it's on, Gabe, because look, they'll play North Carolina coming up. They got FSU on the schedule here. If they get waxed by UNC and FSU in the coming weeks here, then the pressure will amp up on Cristobal and whether or not he's the right coach. And again, Miami, Gabe, we talk about teams living in the past like Texas. Miami's still living in the past from the 80s about him them being still a relevant program. But in reality, Gabe, they've not been relevant since they left the Big East for the ACC in 2004, where they thought Miami would change the ACC fortunes as a football conference, which they have not done so since they arrived back in 2004.
You're right. And if you look, like, that's why, you know, going back to Oklahoma, let's give credit to Oklahoma. There's a few of those type of programs, right, Mo, that used to be the big-time powers that didn't, it hasn't transferred into the modern era, right? Nebraska is another good example of that, right? I mean, Nebraska used to be the team to beat. Be like, man, Nebraska, ranked number one coming into the year, number two or whatnot. Used to be in, you know, in the championship games all the time. So USC and Arizona, this game was epic. All right, this game was epic. Oh, yeah. And one thing is, too, I tweeted this during the game, is like people will be, oh, what's wrong with USC? Arizona are pretty good. All right, like this he's a really good coach that they have, and they've been competitive, Mo. When they played the Washington Huskies, I warned people. I was like, I'm telling you guys, like, it's a lot of points. Oh, Washington are going to kill them, this and that. And they gave Washington all that they could handle. Now, Washington were ahead, so I'm not going to say that they were scared type of thing. But Arizona were trading punches with Washington, who I think are one of the best teams in the country. And then they traded body blows. They went shot for shot, bro, with the USC Trojans. They had the Trojans on the ropes a million times, but they let them off the hook a million times. And If anybody's wondering about Caleb Williams and just how good he is, well, you know, that performance, bro, like, he literally single-handedly, like, led that team to victory. Like, there was a point at the end, he just started running the ball. He was like, I'm just going to do this myself. I'm running the ball. He was throwing guys open. That was a big-time performance, super fun game, 43-41. But that USC defense, bro, is going to do them in. They're in South Bend this week. What do you think about the USC-Notre Dame game?
Yeah, they're done. That defense can't play well. And you saw, right? Caleb Williams had to play defense for them with the offense that they had. And I think now for Alex Grinch and for Lincoln Riley, they know that they cannot have that defense on the football field for more than 50 plays, 60 plays, because they can't survive. And I think for Caleb Williams now, as they go into Notre Dame this weekend in primetime football, it's going to be ball control. They can't score too quickly here. And that's the biggest thing with USC games, that they love the splash play, they love the wild plays, but they got to go on long, sustained drives to keep that defense off the football field, because it's going to be a detriment to their hopes of still being relevant in the playoff race and, of course, the Pac-12 outright. So I think right now for Caleb Williams, can they slow down the offense a bit here and kind of stretch out plays and give themselves that chance to win football games, not by the defense being on the bench, but by Caleb Williams being smart and having those long drives?
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish are 2.5-point favorites in this game. Coming up, they're coming off a loss as well. And I'll tell you what, how about Louisville?
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
People knew that Jeff Brohm was going to do a good job there, but I don't think people thought that this team was going to be undefeated at this juncture of the season. More with Mo Khan on the other side. So as we stated, Notre Dame minus 2.5-point favorites against the USC Trojans.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. We're kicking it with Mo Khan. Quickest 180 minutes in sport talk. Throwing down tonight, Monday Night Meltdown style. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. So we're talking college football right now. I want to get most thoughts on the Montreal Canadiens and their season point total and prospects coming into the year. I've got a couple of hockey futures I want to share with you. The NHL season starting in less than 24 hours. The D-backs beat the Dodgers 4-2 tonight. Epic comeback by the Atlanta Braves. They were down 4-0. They came back and won the baseball game 5-4. And we'll give you some picks before we're done for Tuesday's games tomorrow. Mo Khan kicking with us right now. So, Mo, the game of the week. A couple of really intriguing games this week, college football, but specifically in the Pacific Northwest, as we've got the Ducks and the Huskies coming off their bye weeks to prepare for this football game. I've been saying all along, I think these are the two best teams in the conference, and I wouldn't dismiss UCLA either, right? UCLA, coming into this year, I thought UCLA, I love their win total, Mo, over 8.5. I'm a big Dante Moore fan. Chip Kelly's done a great job recruiting, obviously, but their defense is good. Like, UCLA, I don't know what the hell's happened, what's going on, but UCLA's defense is fast. These kids fly to the ball, and it's real. Like, they played enough good teams right now to say, the defensive metrics are real. Their defense is good. And they don't play the Huskies. They don't play the Ducks. Their schedule this year, they dodge a couple of bullets. Like, they've got the Beavers. Okay, that's a tough one. They get USC, but I wouldn't dismiss UCLA, guys. I think, UCLA are probably going to end up, 10-2 or something like that. But don't dismiss the Bruins. But I got to tell you, I've had this game circled between the Ducks and the Huskies for a while. This is a big-time game, 3:30 Eastern time. The Huskies opened up as 3-point favorites, Mo. It's now 2.5. There's a slight adjustment. Some money came in on the Ducks early. What are your thoughts on this game? The total is 67. Battle of Pac-12 heavyweights.
Yeah, it's going to go over, Gabe. You think about the tentacles in this football game, right? The Penix Jr., Bo Nix, Heisman battle. Who can win? Who can lose out on that race? You think about the coaching staffs. Relatively new to the Pac-12 for them to be there in year number two. They've both done very well with recruiting, and I think this will be over. I think this will be one of those offensive fireworks that we'll have out there, champagne football at its finest, with the rollout for the offense. I think the key in this football game for Oregon will be how do they react early on, being in a true road environment and on the schedule for the first time this season, right? Playing in Washington and what's going to be like at Husky Stadium. If they can keep their nerves calm and relaxed in the first 10 minutes, they have a good chance to win this football game, because I love what they've done under Dan Lanning from a recruiting perspective, and he's brought that SEC mentality to the Pac-12 North, or Pac-12 itself in the North Division. So I think right now for Oregon, I give them a good chance, Gabe. I'm not going to discount what they can do here. And if they can really make things difficult for Penix Jr. in the pocket and get him off his first, second, maybe third reads, that becomes an X factor in how this defense plays against this UW offense.
Man, what a game this is going to be. And you're right. The Ducks are another one. If you look at their defensive metrics, they are one of the best defenses in the country, which is pretty crazy to say. But they actually are. I think home field advantage is the difference here. I just say, I think the home field is the difference. Man, this is going to be a classic. Total of 67, even though I said the Ducks do have a better defense. I agree with Mo. I think this game has track meet written all over it. So looking at the big-time games, the top 25 teams, the powerhouses this week, Georgia gets a scrimmage. They're at Vanderbilt. Michigan are laying 33.5 points. They host Indiana. Ohio State are at Purdue. They're 19.5-point favorites. Syracuse is at Florida State. So Florida State, let's not forget about them, Mo. They're 5-0. They host the Cuse this week. Alabama, the one loss, definitely still relevant. They're hosting Arkansas this week. Penn State hosts UMass. So as we say, to the Ducks and the Huskies is the game of the day. But the undefeated Louisville Cardinal go to Pittsburgh. We've got Auburn, LSU. And, of course, I'd say USC and Notre Dame, big time. We got Miami and North Carolina this week. So before we get you out of here, we'll go rapid fire. Who do you think wins, Notre Dame or USC? So, like I said, the Irish are 2.5-point favorites.
I think ND wins. I think the Irish come up big. They need to come up with a big win, especially with this being a national televised game on NBC. They beat USC on Saturday nights.
So you think they beat them. All right. Ducks and Huskies, who are you taking? It's also 2.5 points.
I'm going to take Oregon, Gabe. I think it'll be like a 40-37 final for the Ducks, and they win it because of Bo Nix.
So Miami blows the loss. Everyone's talking about it. They do have a chance, though, to redeem themselves, right? I mean, if they beat North Carolina, they're right back in this thing, and people will forget about this loss. It's not the end of the world having one loss. They still have some big games coming up. As you mentioned, they still get Florida State, too. Miami at Chapel Hill. North Carolina are 3.5-point favorites in this game. I thought it'd be a little higher, actually.
I thought so too, but I like UNC a lot. Now they're getting more weapons to work with for Drake May. The biggest thing about Miami that no one really talks about is the deep ball. If Drake May gets the deep ball going early in this football game, it can really expose Miami's back end here. So I think UNC does win, and they will cover the spread.
UCLA in Corvallis against the Beavers. Here's another big-time game. And the Beavers coming off a win against Cal, high-scoring game, 52-40. Good football team, this Oregon State team. Very difficult to beat at home, but I like this UCLA team. This is a fun game. Both these teams have one loss, so the winner will be in pretty good shape if they win this game. Who do you like in that one?
I like Oregon State. You talk about L.A.-based teams playing in Corvallis in years past. They don't do well up in that part of Oregon. So I think for UCLA with Dante Moore, like, as exciting as he is, it's year one for him. I don't think we have to temper the expectations, Gabe. So I think Oregon State will win because of what they have on offense. They'll run a really squeezed-down offense and really squeeze life out of UCLA in this football game.
All right, Mo, before we get you out of here, Montreal Canadiens. So I remember there was a day, well, in the 70s, the Canadiens won six cups. They won six of the 10 cups. And, you know, they've won more Stanley Cups than anybody in National Hockey League history, but they haven't won since 1993. And I don't know, like, you know, people in Montreal love the team so much, and, you know, it's like a religious thing almost. So I don't know what they realize, what the outside world thinks of them. Right when they look at this team, but I find it to be pretty sad actually to see a team that, you know, with the tradition that they are. If you look at the Stanley Cup odds, Mo, so the teams to win the Stanley Cup, the Canadiens have the same odds, bro, as the Philadelphia Flyers, Arizona Coyotes, San Jose Sharks. Like the Chicago Blackhawks have shorter odds to win the Stanley Cup. Like, the Canadiens, so basically they're viewed as basically like the third worst team in the NHL. So,
yeah,
125 to 1 to win the Stanley Cup. Crazy high odds. Then they're not going to win the Stanley Cup, guys. But what are your thoughts on the team this year? Their point total is 71.5 points, Mo. So what are your thoughts on this team this year? What's the word of Montreal?
Yeah, it's going to hold serve, Gabe. It's going to be another lean season for Habs fans. I believe they'll surpass 71 points this year. I think they're much better. The key for them will be the injuries, because they had far too many injuries last year under Martin St. Louis. They changed the medical staff in terms of hopes of reversing that curse for them. I think, look, the reality is Habs fans are willing to bite the bullet for another year. But it's going to be a question of how does Ken Hughes continue to build upon this young core that he hopes will formulate, will be a perennial contender for the next 4 or 5 years with this youth group trying to, you know, get better day by day here. But if you're a Habs fan, the key is that you want to see Yuri Slafkovsky, the former first overall pick from 2 years ago, really flourish in year number two and hopefully improve himself from where he was from year number one. And look, you look at Nick Suzuki, you look at Cole Caulfield, these are the foundation pieces of this team moving forward. And you know what, for Habs fans, they're okay to get that top five pick once again, Gabe. But after this season, they want to see results. They want to be in that playoff conversation. Whether they make it or not in 18 months, who knows? But it has to be a much better product going towards next fall and beyond.
Mo Khan, where can people follow you online, Mo?
At MoCon19 on Instagram and Twitter. A lot of play-by-play going on. I got some big news coming up in the Hopper game, which I'll let you know in the coming weeks, which I think will intrigue you moving forward here. But it's a busy time here in Montreal. Look forward to the CFL wrapping up, the NHL about to begin, the NBA coming here this week with OKC against the Pistons on Thursday night at the Bell Center. So a lot happening in the city of Montreal in the next few weeks.
That's the Montreal Canadiens. So what do you think of the Canadiens' season opener against the Maple Leafs on Wednesday?
I think Toronto wins 5-2.
5-2. All right, Mo even gave us a score. 5-2 Leafs. Total is 6.5. Great stuff, Mo. Always a pleasure, my man. We look forward to catching up with you next week. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family as well, my friend.
There's Mo Khan with us. As Mo drops Thanksgiving, it's Canadian Thanksgiving. Canada's smart to have Thanksgiving in October. I've always said that. Like, you really want to travel twice to see relatives, like, you know what I mean, back to back, like in November and December. So thanks to Mo Khan. Yeah, NBA preseason games are all over the place. Lou Dort from Montreal, So the Oklahoma City Thunder are going there. I know the Pacers have like a presence in Montreal now too. The Pacers are talking about playing a game there, I think, next year because of Ben Mathurin. All right, I've got a hockey future here for you. The Vancouver Canucks. All right, so the Canucks team point total this year is 88.5. 88.5 points. The Vancouver Canucks are a lot better than people realize. All right, they kind of fly under the radar. Teams in the Pacific Northwest, you know, like we talk about it, all sports, they don't get a lot of publicity and mainstream attention from an East Coast, like, you know, biased media. So the Vancouver Canucks, when Rick Tocchet took over for Bruce Boudreau, they went 20-12-4. That's a damn good record, all right? Like, if he would have taken over earlier or if the season would have kept going, the Canucks would have been a playoff team. Like, the Canucks were playing very good hockey over the final couple of months of the season last year. So with Rick Tocchet, they went 20-12-4. Thatcher Demko. All right, Thatcher Demko is a really good goalie. And Demko, he's had some injury issues. He's had some hard time staying on the ice. But he is healthy coming into this season. And if Thatcher Demko is healthy, he's like a top five goalie in the National Hockey League. Like, when he's on, he's really good. All right. But he was injured last year. He didn't play well because he was hurt. And then he was out for a while. And when he came back, he was good again. Right. Like I said, when he's healthy, he can play. And they got Casey DeSmith as well. So they got a solid goaltending package in Vancouver. Goaltending was an issue for them last year. They were playing, like, you know what I mean, fourth string guys, fifth string guys. They were bringing guys in off the street, essentially. They were out of goalies. So the goalie core is a solid one. Elias Pettersson, all right? Not just Pettersson, but let's focus on Pettersson here. This kid is a stud. He scored 32 goals a couple of years ago, 2 years ago. He raised it to 39 last year. His point, his goal prop for the record is 35.5, and I think he's going to go over. So he scored 39 goals last year. He scored 32 goals the year before. He keeps getting better and better. And Kuzmenko is another guy that scored 39 goals. All right, and he's getting better. Like, the Canucks can put the puck in the net. The defense was an issue for them, but they're better defensively now as well. There's a lot to like about this team. Quinn Hughes is like a future superstar as well. So I brought it up earlier about the Ottawa Senators, and I feel the same way with the Canucks. I'd rather bet the Canucks point prop than them to make the playoffs because there's a lot of good teams in the Western Conference. Over 88.5 points for the Vancouver Canucks.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Canucks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. All right, we're done, man. It was a super fast show. It always is. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Pacific on Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Go to sportsgrid.com, and there's a Where to Watch page, and you can get all the different apps and platforms that we were on, and there's a lot of them. All right, so Major League Baseball, crazy game today. In the ATL, the Braves, like, salvaged and saved their season, basically. They would have been done being down 2-0 going back to Philadelphia. The Los Angeles Dodgers are close to being done. Surprisingly enough, the Dodgers got swept in Los Angeles. They lose the first 2 games, 4-2 final score. They go back to Arizona, and they'll be facing elimination. So as far as Tuesday's card is concerned, we've got the Houston Astros and the Minnesota Twins at 4 o'clock Eastern time. So it's an afternoon start here, early start on the West Coast. The Minnesota Twins are minus 135 with Sonny Gray on the hill. Christian Javier goes for the Houston Astros. The total is 8. I think the Minnesota Twins are the play. I think the Twins going back home have a little bit of momentum right now and confidence as well. All right, like everybody talks about Philadelphia, and rightfully so. Philadelphia Stadium is insane. But Minnesota is pretty rocking as well. Like that Target Field was really banging for that Blue Jay series, and now the stakes are even higher. I think the Minnesota Twins are worth a look here at minus 135 tomorrow, and I think the Baltimore Orioles are going to get swept. Now, one thing I'll say about this, I like Texas in the first two games. There's the pressure's kind of off Baltimore now a bit, right? There was pressure on them before the series started. Now they kind of, it's like, well, whatever, guys. Let's just go out and take it one game at a time, right? And I think playing on the road will be an advantage for them. I think they just got caught up. It's tough. They haven't been in the playoffs before. So the playoff pressure at home and stuff, I think going on the road could help them, but I don't want to get in front of Texas. So I'll take the Texas Rangers at minus 140. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.